Hello guys, it's Dan Nightingale. You may recognise me from this fucking podcast you're listening to. Let's tell you about our sponsor, beer52.com. Beer52 is the UK's most popular craft beer discovery club. They'll send you some amazing beers every month and you can rate and review those beers via their website to earn points and rewards. Every month's beers will have a brand new theme. Past themes have been the beers of Germany, California, Belgium, Korea, New Zealand, South Africa, and Wigan. And many, many more. They've kindly given our listeners an exclusive offer of a free case of 8 beers, an award-winning beer magazine, and a tasty, tasty snack when you sign up. All you have to do is pay the few quid of delivery. You can cancel or pause your membership at any time. Sign up now at beer52.com/word. That's beer52.com/word to claim your free case of beer. And in all honesty, for every person that signs up, they do bosh us a little bit of cashola, which helps support the podcast. So basically, you're paying delivery to get a case of lagers and beers, and then we get a little bit of sponsorship money.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
All right, nice one. Thanks for putting up with that. Sign up if you fancy it, and let's crack on with the pod.
Okie dokie, piggy a pokey! Good morning, job seekers!
Oh my god, okay, it's happening!
Catch me outside, how about that?
Is that Dave?
No, there's no one called Dave here.
Okay.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Have you never seen me before? Upset me, nasty bitch!
Disgusting!
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel like podcasting. Two mics, two lids, and a lot of time on their hands. This is Have a Word, Shutdown Dailies. Let's get through this mess together.
Are you okay? Is everything okay?
I'm okay. How are you?
The Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister.
Don't please, because I don't want to get emotional.
And do you know what? He was so careful.
The Prime Minister.
He was so careful.
He's got COVID-19.
I think this goes to show that no matter how intelligent and brave and powerful you are, and intelligent and clever and smart.
Yeah.
Like, this could happen to anyone.
Especially if you're fucking bellend.
Yeah,
especially this one's for you, Bojo. Get better.
Ah, upset me, nasty bitch.
Especially if you're a fucking pig in a wig.
Just before we started recording, Adam went, "Have you seen he's got it?" And I just went, "What a fucking lid!"
I've been going round and I've been shaking everyone's hand, and I don't see the problem with it.
I think you should, you know, everyone should make up their own minds about this. You can choose to listen to our advice, or you could, you know, just go and lick a pensioner. That's we're going to make this national. Yeah, should we do that? Actually, no, I'm the Prime Minister. I make the rules. I say from now on, the 8th of March every year is National Lick a Pensioner Day.
We need herd immunity. Herd immunity.
No one else is doing that, Bojo.
No. Scientific herd immunity.
I think you've got the wrong coronavirus.
No. Oh, fuck, yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. Should we have let 4,000 Atletico Madrid fans come visit Liverpool FC when they weren't allowed anywhere in La Liga? I don't see the problem with it.
This is the first time we've both been even remotely acceptable at an impression.
It could really. I almost think we're being a bit too kind with that.
Oh, okay. My manatees has got scrot rot.
So, I mean, it's,
and we're back.
And we're back. There you go. Oh, that was almost topical there. But yeah, I mean, he's going to be fine. He's got world class physicians following him around.
He's with at least Booper, isn't he?
He's like Booper, fucking black card.
Yeah,
black card the Booper. Booper, give him free fucking. Can you get a black card for Booper?
If you're famous.
Mate, you are my closest link to a possible black card.
I'm Nando's, is that what you want to call
Nando's black card? Everyone knows about Nando's black card, or is that just, I'm a talking insider trading?
I assume they do. And so Nando's black card is basically you can have up to 8 meals with 2 sides from Nando's a day for free. So they give them to like celebrities. So like
celebrities with 7 mates or really fat cunt famous people.
Yeah, so me and you could go.
4 meals. We're going for brunch, lunch, second lunch and dinner.
I remember a few years ago at the Edinburgh Festival, so Chris Ramsey was given one.
I've never been alright with him since, you know.
Right.
No, that was the end of our friendship, I think.
Because he got three Nando's.
Yeah, that was the bridge too far. He was already doing well at that point, but I was like, I don't think I can look at you.
But they also gave his support act, a good mate of both of ours, Carl Hutchinson, one as well. They were like, yeah, Carl, you can have one as well. And it was the Edinburgh Festival a few years ago.
And Carl's not famous.
No.
Like, Ramsay's like strictly come dancing famous.
Yeah.
Carl is one of the nicest guys in comedy.
Yeah.
A friend, anyone who's like, yeah, Carl Hutchinson's
a touring comic.
I'd be like, yeah, but he's a touring comic, but he's not black card famous head.
No, not at all. And that lends itself to this wonderful little story. Right. So we're in Edinburgh and me and Danny McLaughlin went to Nando's.
Yeah.
Right. So we walk in and Carl Hutchinson's in there. And I knew Carl had a Nando's black card, but Danny didn't. So we're stood in the queue. And Carl comes over as if like he's about to give us a fucking bag of eckies and goes, lads, what are you after? And Danny went, we're just going to get it. Carl was like, yeah, I'll sit with you. What do you want? I'll get it. And Danny was like, I don't need you to buy me dinner, mate. It's all right. Like, Carl was like, just trust me.
Also, Carl's tight as fuck normally. So it would be out of character.
Carl was like, just trust me. Go sit down. Tell me what you want. And Danny was like, Carl, I'll buy my own fucking dinner, because Danny's really confused. Like, why is Carl like peer pressuring me?
He's trying to bang me.
Yeah, and in the end, like, I knew what was going on, so I think Danny thought I was just being a cheap type gunt in Edinburgh, just like, yeah, Carl, I'll have a chicken butterfly, please, lad, with garlic bread and peri peri chips. Get us a drink as well. I'm gonna sit over there. Danny's like, fucking tight contact.
In fact, throwing a halloumi.
I'm 90% sure Danny paid for his own food because he just didn't know what was going on.
I love how paranoid he is. He's after something. Fucking hell.
Stormzy's got a black card for Greggs. That's fire, that, innit?
Yeah.
I did a routine about Greggs a few years ago. They never offered me one.
I think they know the dangers of that.
What, the company collapsing?
Greg's stock price has fallen dramatically. Adam Rose had a black card. Dovecot Greggs is out of business.
It's actually still Sayers in Dovecot, actually.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't keep the banter going.
No,
because you had to go, actually, you said something wrong about Liverpool.
No, it was that you said something wrong about Greggs.
It wasn't hometown pride.
No.
It was shoptown pride.
Yeah, it was repping. Do you know what I see in
Sayers, by the way? Who's Sayers?
You don't know Sayers?
Is it like localised?
Sayers is, I think it was a bit bigger at one point, but it's a Liverpool Merseyside, and I think it was northwest of England at one point.
All right. Like, yeah, it does sound familiar, but I just don't know it that well.
It's another version of Greg's, like a pasty shop that sells a few sandwiches and like cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
But get this, Sayers, it's like, you know, £1.50 for the sausage roll or like £1.80 for a steak bake.
Yeah.
Standard, like Greg's places. You hear the Pound Bakery?
Mate, I was literally just trying not to interrupt you, but I was like, I'm taking this to Pound Bakery.
Right, okay. Here's the thing. I seen this a few months ago.
Right.
So I went to visit my auntie.
Yeah.
She lives opposite of Sayers. Right. And it was really, really, really early in the morning. I had to pick something up before I
went. This is pre-lockdown, because you don't want to get COVID-19 buying a vanilla slice to you. That's a fucking bad move, isn't it? Oh God, Nana's dead, but she loves.
The thing is, I was really, really hungry. It was 6 a.m. and I was craving a chocolate eclair.
You need a scone. It's part of British liberty. I want a scone. I need to put weight on my eyelids.
And I got to where I was at like 6 a.m. I was getting like a very early train to London to do like a morning record for some radio shit, and the Pound Bakery van was pulled up outside Sayers.
Right.
And they were carrying stock in, which means Pound Bakery and Sayers.
No.
They're the same.
No.
With very different prices.
You're just paying for the Sayers label.
You're paying for the label. Sayers are like Armani. They're the Armani of the pasty world.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm. Never going to Sayers again.
I love it that your conspiracy theory is about fucking cake, you fat bastard. There's literally a pandemic going on around the world. People are like, I think, no, it's really suspicious. It just targets the old. I think world governments have come together to set off a virus. And you're like, no, fuck that, lads, right?
I reckon.
Say is overcharging.
Ripping us off for fucking
Jenny Bakewell.
Yeah. I'm fucking. Can you imagine if you got banned from a Sayers? I'm fucking onto you, lad. I'm onto you, lad. Oh my God, how cute is it? My daughter calls you lad.
I know.
This is so cute. By the way, my daughter loves Adam.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on, but she is into you, mate.
I'm good with kids. Like, I'm really good.
She does love you, though. She runs up to you, but because I go, all right, lad, and you go, all right, lad, she thinks you're called lad.
Yeah. So there's a long history with kids getting my name wrong, okay? Because I use a different one in chat rooms.
Susie, 13.
When I was very young, I had a good mate called Carl. Not Carl that we've mentioned a few times, a different Carl. And his little baby sister, Sarah, used to call me Ahmed because she couldn't say Adam. So
what?
Ahmed.
She was the only white person in the country who made anglicised British names Muslim.
Yeah.
That's a really weird
Because they're going, say Adam. She's like, Ahmed. Say Adam, Ahmed. I don't think she...
Say God be with you. Assalamu alaikum. We're not raising a Muslim, but she just must identify as a Muslim. Interesting kid. How old is she? 2.5. Right, okay, good.
Well, yeah,
I think you can tell it's day 5 of the lockdown.
She called me Ahmed. Your daughter calls me lad.
Yeah, but it was so cute when she was like, bye, lad.
Yeah,
bye, lad. She's like waving to you.
It's still in second place on the wrong names I've been given now.
Go on.
Paul Smith, comedian's son. It's called Alex. And he's my best mate. He's great. And he calls me to this day.
How old is he?
I think he's like 4 or 5 now.
All right, cool.
The captain. And we don't know where it started from. He just started calling me. And I like that name more than I like my actual name.
The captain.
Yeah.
Where's he got that from?
Because he...
What does he think you look like? What? Captain Birdseye?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just...
You went for an eye joke. Captain Birdseye. Oh, you rat. Nasty bitch.
Upset me. Nasty bitch.
No, he just couldn't say Adam. So he said Captain. And then we was like, are you saying the captain? And then like he's old enough now, but he's like, yeah, he's the captain. So right. If I turn up, he's like, the captain!
That is pretty nice.
It's fucking well better than Adam, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was 4 Adams in my class at school. There was no the captain.
What if you could go back and just sort of fuck with time and you could just scribble out Vincent and then scribble out Adam and then put a name in? You can't change row.
Okay.
That's the low. What name would you give yourself?
Quite like.
I'm sorry, what was that little noise?
Ooh. Quite like Vincent. I'd like to be Vinny.
Vinny Rowe.
Yeah.
Vincent Rowe.
Like, yeah. I think I would actually keep Vinny.
My dad apparently was mad about calling me Nathaniel, and my mum didn't like it.
So they got a compromise. She gets the annual.
Yeah. Because my mum was called Norma Nightingale, and I think she thought it would be a bit twee, like Norma Nightingale and Nathaniel Nightingale. Her argument was it's too many syllables.
You know why your ma changed it?
And I get it.
Because your ma loves the D.
Yeah. This one's for your mum. Yeah, Nathaniel Nightingale's too much, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd love a black name.
Would you?
Deshaun.
Deshaun.
I want a D-E before my name. De Vincent.
Deontay.
No, Deontay.
Deontay Nightingale.
Deontay, lad. How many White Scouse kids are going to be called Deontay in the next couple of years? Because he's good. I know he lost the big fight recently, but he's got good.
There's not going to be any
Deontay. Deontay?
No. No.
No?
There'll be more Tysons. Tyson's a good one, isn't it? Tyson Fury.
Tyson's a name for a fucking badass dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd love it, yeah. DeMarcus.
Have you got any names? Did you have Etta picked out in advance for Etta?
We stole it without meaning to.
Ooh.
Thought I'd heard it from somewhere. And everyone was like, is it Etta James? And we were like, yeah, maybe it was. And it was actually one of my sister's mates who had a kid called Etta. And then my sister was like, oh my God, my brother's calling his daughter's baby Etta. And apparently her face was like,
because I think she thought she'd done brilliantly having an original name, and then some twat nicked it.
Me and Jade have picked out ours.
Yeah?
I'm not telling you now, though.
Why?
Because you'll fucking nick it.
What?
You'll nick it if you have another kid.
And to be fair, we're banging loads at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to have a COVID baby.
Have you got it again?
What?
Have you got laid again?
No, mate.
Banging loads is one time.
Twice a month, and that's holiday. That is. I'm not even joking.
You got a wank?
No. No, I promise.
Oh, that was so defensive, I don't believe you.
Oh, I've genuinely not.
No.
No, no, no. But I've made the promise to everyone.
I had four yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Did?
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell. Little Vincent would be all sore.
Oh, that's defo what I'm calling me dick from
little
now on.
Little Vinny?
Little Vinny. Or Big Vinny.
I can't call my dick DeMarcus, can I?
Deontay.
Deontay. That's not fair. You can't give a little pink dick a black name. That's not good, is it? Come on, Deshaun! 4.5 inches. Can't be on dinky one with a dick.
This my dick? My dick spit bars!
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I'm tiny structured. I'm little boned. I'm hung high. I pull my shit out, this whole room get like, kick it!
Oh, I can't believe you did it!
Oh, you changed all the things!
Oh, Adam. Fuck, I love podcasting with you. Do you know what makes this funnier for me? Is I know my wife is two rooms over because she's working from home. And I hope this podcast starts making some proper money soon, because she's definitely falling out of love with me when she hears you shouting, I'm lad structured. If I pour my shit up, this whole room get light. Oh, let's have a little think.
Send in your questions and suggestions to haveawardpod@gmail.com. Let's crack on with this nonsense.
We have got some questions from Andrew O'Hare.
Okay.
Who has gone, look, I haven't thought of a would you rather, and I haven't got to have a word, but I've got these questions that I'd like you to answer. And I'm all for that. I want it, you know, like the idea of it being changed up a bit. Yesterday, Simon Story asked if it was weird that he didn't watch porn. And you really helpfully were like, yeah, you're a freak, get your knob out.
Yeah.
Andrew O'Hare, if you were perpetually surrounded by one aroma besides your natural smell, which you and everyone around you could smell, what would it be?
Vanilla.
That is, considering how hard your personality can be.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. I love vanilla.
Yeah.
Vanilla's my favourite ice cream flavour. That's mad, isn't it?
Which is your favourite ice cream? Which your favourite brand? Because I like vanilla, but I mean, a Haagen-Dazs vanilla shits all over, like...
Yeah,
Morrison's like, own cheap, yeah, fucking.
But I'm just talking like on a basic flavor level. Like if you offered me, do you want an ice cream? I've got strawberry, chocolate, mint, vanilla. You can only have one though, because I'm tight and I want to keep it for the apocalypse. I'd be like vanilla.
Yeah,
yeah.
But obviously, there's always the thing of doing two, isn't there? Because now with like a posh ice cream shop, they've got all the amazing range, haven't they?
Yeah. And you can I always get one as vanilla though.
Like you can't go rum raisin and bubble gum. You're just an animal.
I mean, Jade does do stuff like that.
No.
She does.
No.
She will get... They don't necessarily compliment you.
Ugh.
And she gets...
But so vanilla goes with everything.
I'll get vanilla, and then I'll get like either like a hazelnut or a caramel or a raspberry ripple. But a vanilla's always there.
Who sounds like a fucking granddad right now? Nice raspberry ripple. I love it.
I've got quite like... I am a foodie. I love food. Right. But I do have some quite... You know what? One of my favourite flavours are crisps. Ready salted. Love just a salty crisp.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's sound.
Especially if they're good crisps.
Yeah.
Because you're not masking.
I don't want curry or gravy all over it. I might have it on the side to have a little dip every now and then. But I just want salt and vinegar on my chips.
Yeah. You can get a bit too busy with it.
Got
pizza.
Beef. Got beef. Got
sometimes
beef.
Sometimes pizza some margarita's
beef.
Good.
Got
go
some
on.
Beef. Topped fries. You know when you go to like a restaurant, like a new style hipstery restaurant or like an American diner,
yeah,
and they offer topped fries. There's a couple now in Liverpool who don't do normal fries. You can't just get fries. They only have topped fries on the menu.
Because they want to charge you £7.95 for chips.
Exactly. Exactly.
What are they topping with?
Fucking
Adam?
Leave me chips alone. Oh. I want me chips. Me meal can be. I'll mess about with that. But me chips, I just want salt and vinegar and maybe a bit of pepper on them.
Yeah, but they're not doing that. They're stepping over a line, aren't they? That's like going, do you want pizza? And you're like, well, internationally, the world over, it's cheese and tomato is the pizza. And then anything else, you've got to name it differently.
Yes.
Right? That's like going, we do pizza, and then just whacking fucking chicken on it.
Yeah.
Being like, yeah, that's our pizza. You're like, well, no, that's a chicken pizza, dickhead. You can't put pepperoni chicken or whatever pepper on it and then be like, yeah, that's our pizza. Well, that's not, is it? It's a different type of pizza. Giving you chips and then whacking shit on it. What do they put on it? I'm offended for you.
Chili con carne will be on. Like, there'll be like chili fries. There'll be one with like loads of mayo and ketchup and bacon bits and stuff. And it's nice. But I want me meal to be me meal and me side to be me side. Me side just needs to be plain. I want chips. I want onion rings. I want some mozzarella zippers, but I want them all to be plain.
Yeah, do you know, there's people here who have got like, who are fussy or have been fussy kids. That's, you can't fuck with that. That's like, because if you're fussy, that's shit. That's,
are you fussy?
Oh, I was a terrible fussy when I was a kid.
Jade's fussy as fuck, like.
But if you put shit on my chips when I was a kid, I'd be like, right, well, I'm crying and I'm not eating that. Yeah. My mum would be like, no, we'll just get them off. We'll scrape it off. I'm like, they are ruined.
Do you know
you
what
might as well have rubbed them on shit in shit outside, because mayo is as bad as dog shit to a fussy 5-year-old. You're like, burn those fucking chips and get them out of my sight.
Do you know, I once went on a camping trip with my uncle. Now, when I used to go to McDonald's as a kid, I would get a plain hamburger, right? A plain, and I would get a tub of curry sauce, and I would, you know, sweet curry from Mackey's, and I would dip the hamburger in the curry. That's what I like. Don't fucking judge me. Okay?
Hang on. As a child, you dipped a hamburger into curry sauce.
Sweet curry sauce from McDonald's.
Wow, you are not a fussy child. That might be specific, but that's not, like, fussy is like, what I do with the burger at McDonald's, because this is what little Timmy likes. I take out all the pickle, and I take out the burger, and I just give him the bread, and he prefers the up bread. You know, the one with the seeds on. He doesn't eat the bottom one. Says it's weirdly two weird shapes at the bottom. That's fussy.
I wouldn't have it with onions or ketchup or anything on. That is fussy. You can't put me stuff on.
Yeah. But it's more pernickety than it is like...
I cried to come home from a camping trip. We were in North Wales. We were in, I think it was Bangor or something like that, on a big camping site. I was with my uncle and like loads of other people that he knew. My little brother was there, and he was as fussy as me. And because he wouldn't... He's sort of a hard line uncle, like, oh, don't be fucking stupid, you'll have it as it comes. I'm not fucking standing waiting for he's from Liverpool. I don't know why I'm doing this accent, but
are you basically doing my family childhood accent?
Yeah, you do my accent at me all the time. You're getting back. Look, I'm not fucking standing waiting for them to make a fresh one. You have an hamburger, you can scrape it off if you want, but that's me and my little brother were like, we rang me dad.
Yeah.
And he drove from Liverpool to Bangor to pick us up, because we were like, I don't want to stay here anymore.
Oh my God, that was the end of you whole weekend.
2 days into a week camping trip.
Wow, just because there was the onion bits. Also, can't stand onion.
Whiny
the
little least, fucking rat of a kid.
The least offensive onion in the world.
I like them onions.
Is the onion in a burger at McDonald's.
I love them now.
It's like the diluted onions.
I'm not fussy anymore.
Mate. But I was terrible. I wouldn't eat.
Apart from with me chips.
I wouldn't eat burgers. When we went to McDonald's, I used to have a chips and a milkshake, and that would be me. I wouldn't touch burgers.
Do you ever dip your chips in the milkshake?
No.
I swear.
I wasn't a fucking.
I swear on my mother's grave, I'm not lying about this bit. I do it as an adult. Get yourself a milkshake and some chips and dip it in.
Milky chips.
Milkshakey chips.
Listen.
Don't get a glass of milk.
No, I meant, I know it's not milkshake. It's, if you're going to brand it, you can't call them milkshake chips.
Chips in your milkshake, dippy, dippy, dip.
Dip. If you die early, I'm going to play that last snippet at your funeral. Like, Dan, who's obviously done the hugely successful podcast and brought Adam so much happiness, would like to say a few words. And I'll get up and go,
chips in guys, your milkshake,
I don't want to say anything. I just want to play something from episode 17.
Do you have a sick fucking... chips in a milkshake, makes them taste really good. It's working through.
My dad, when we used to go to the Grand Prix, my dad was obsessed with the Grand Prix. He took me along. He's like, you love the Grand Prix. I wasn't that keen. He was just into it and wanted someone to take. It's father-son time that I definitely want to be involved in. And we used to go to Milton Keynes McDonald's on the Saturday. He used to go on down on Saturday, watch the qualifying, and he'd take me to the McDonald's, and because it was just me and him, it wasn't anyone else there. It wasn't mum or anything. It was just me and him. And he once went, "If you, I've bought you a plain hamburger, like the fucking cheapest one. At the time, it was like 50p or something." He's like,
"Back in the 40s.
If you bite that and swallow it, I'll give you £10. And he put the £10 on the table. And I went, and this is 1990. £10 could buy you a fucking flat. And also, I was like nine. So
now it can buy you a flat white.
So in my head, I was like, £10 is like, that's like.
Unlimited money as a child.
For a nine-year-old, that's basically like 2 years' income, isn't it?
Yeah.
But instantly, I was like, the pressure's on because I knew it was going to be a nightmare. He's like, no shouting, no leaning on me. We knew the magnitude of the situation. A fucking cheeseburger that any nine-year-old, more normal nine-year-old in the country would be like, I'll pay you a tenner for that shit. And then an old, massive £10 orange note, bang, there. And I was like, can remember it. So I'm a trembling hand reach for the hamburger and I unwrapped it, and it, if you're a fussy kid, even on unwrapping, a little bit of smell comes out, and I was like,
you're such a pussy.
I got it to my mouth, I went to bite, I think my tongue touched the meat, and I went and my dad just took just put his hand on the £10, pulled it off the table, folded it up, put it in his wallet, and I never saw the £10. Well, you didn't shout, and I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't like it. I just don't like it. He was like, don't worry about it, never mind.
Yeah, respect to your dad, he tried, and he's absolutely right to not give you the dough.
Yeah, we don't speak loads, me and dad.
Jade's a proper fussy.
That's though. Fussy though, innit?
Yeah, Jade's proper fussy now, and she's vegan. Oh my god, I've got to tell you this.
You can't be a fussy vegan.
She's a fussy fucking vegan, lad.
What the fuck?
It's not ideal.
There's no level up from there. She's almost completed fussiness.
Yes. And when she listens to this, she will be fuming that I've called her. She's like, I'm not fussy. I just like things the way I like them.
I like what I like. It just happens to be 2% of the things that people can like. I like food, just not most of it. And I like it done in a specific way.
So Jade only went vegan in like November, but this happened a couple of years ago. You'll like this, right? So she told me, we're having this conversation. I can't remember why it came up. This was a long time ago, like 6 months into the relationship. And she goes, I once went a whole week without having any sugar, you know. It felt really good. And I was like, there's no way you went a whole week without having fucking sugar. And she went, I did. And I was like, so what were you eating? She told me a couple of things like that don't have sugar in. And I was like, okay. And then she went, I made a vegan cottage pie, and I went, well, there you go. So you did have sugar, because there's sugar in the potatoes that go on the top of a cottage pie. And right. She went, there was no fucking potatoes on it, so there you go. I went, well, okay, then there'll be sugar in the pastry around the pie. She went, there was no pastry, so there you go. And I went, hang on a minute, how in God's name was this a fucking pie? And she went, well, it was just the inside of the pie. I went, so you made the inside of a cottage pie, which is just mince meat and vegetables and gravy, and called it a cottage pie. And she went, well, it was vegan, so it had no mince meat. And I went, hang on a minute. You're telling me you once made carrots and gravy and think you made a vegan cottage pie? And she didn't speak to me for a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I made a vegan cottage pie.
You definitely didn't.
No, you once licked an OXO.
That's like literally me going in the fridge, getting one of like fucking, getting a Baby Bell and just putting it on the sign and go, made a pizza. Definitely not. That is good as. It's a vegan pizza. Oh, shit.
I've made a hot dog. What have you done? I've bought a pig.
If you're perpetually surrounded by one aroma besides your natural smell.
How did we get?
I like the
I've bought a pig from what would you want your smell to be? Vanilla.
That's literally why this podcast's going well. I like a lemon zest around me.
Constant lemon. Just smelling like a fucking wet wipe.
Oh, just just a hint of lemon. Just a, oh, like a, you know.
Like smelling like a freshly cleaned toilet.
Yeah. As I said it, yeah.
You can't be lemon. Come on.
I like a bit of lemon. Just a hint of lemon. I like a lot of lemon things.
That's your only smell, though?
Lemon,
forever.
Lemon drizzle cake. I'm really struggling because I can't think of anything else lemony that I like.
Lemonade?
Lemonade. That's it. Turns out I'm fucking stupid.
This is sort of on subject. Actually, just before we started recording, we were sent a sort of have a word by a long-time listener of ours, and he's like a sports journalist. His name's Sam Maguire. So he's told us to have a word with someone. Someone's put on Twitter, so the perfect dinner is obviously a sandwich with crisps. And if you've got eight elements to make it how you want, and that includes any spreads and sauces, what sandwich are you making? So you've got to pick your bread, your spread, any sauces, your meat, if you're having meat, if you want any salad on it, that all counts. So what this lad's gone for is a White Balm Lurpak spreadable, fruity sauce, sliced pickled beetroot, sliced very strong cheddar, sliced pink lady apple, a frise salad, and salt and vinegar discos. So let's just say right now, we will...
sounded quite classy until the last bit.
A beautiful, lovely tiger loaf and foreign...
You couldn't pay discos? Me to eat that sandwich.
Right, no. What's fruity sauce?
It's like a fruity version of brown sauce, you know, like fruity HP. It's called.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's got like a green label.
Right.
Yeah. So
not into it.
Not into it at all. So I want yours. Do you like a sandwich with a bit of crisps? I
absolutely love it.
Okay, mine's going to be controversial, so I'm going to let you go first.
Mine's not funny. I want to tell you quite seriously what my favourite sandwich is.
Okay.
Sainsbury's. It doesn't have to be tiger loaf, but you know the big fucking loaves that they make. You know, they're like Sainsbury's
fresh
made
ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of them bad boys.
Come in a clear plastic bag.
And then I chop on a diagonal, because I'm a fucking gentleman, not right down the right angle, like an animal. I chop at an angle. Beautiful. Prosecco, what's it called? Prosciutto de fucking this speck. That's it, speck.
I thought you were putting sparkling wine on your sandwich next.
Prosecco. I just get bread, right, chop it up, and then get shit-faced. It's fine, fills you up. It's your foundation, and you get fucking hammered.
You're scousing so many of your fantasies.
Prosciutto di speck, mozzarella slice.
What's prosciutto di speck?
It's the poshest ham you've ever seen.
Right, okay.
It's like, it's basically like the Euro Millions fucking bacon sandwich, right?
Okay.
Prosciutto di speck, fresh lettuce, iceberg lettuce, sliced mozzarella, beautiful mozzarella, not the like the wet stuff that's in the big white blob. They're not showing off. I want it sliced by Sainsbury's, because slicing's hard work. Sliced by Sainsbury's in, and then this is it: Lurpak spreadable, like he said, good man. Little bit of mayo, if you want a little touch of mayo, right? Then hot sauce, Frank's red hot sauce, little bit of hot sauce, little bit of black pepper. Oh my god, I'm getting hungry. Little bit of black pepper. Oof, pow. And then crisps, ready salted.
Pombears.
But not far off, ready salted squares.
Ready salted squares.
Ready salted squares are my favourite.
Okay.
That's it. So there's no comedy there. Genuinely, yeah. that is a sandwich you can make.
Yeah.
I'll leave the ingredients on the YouTube.
I've got a feeling, to be honest, that our...
Bread. Here's the Amazon link for bread.
I actually do want... I want you to tell me that again afterwards, because it sounds tasty. I want to try it.
And the prosciutto di speck is the thinnest ham. It's beautiful. A little bit smoked, but it's so thin.
Ooh.
Oh my god, horny. Are you getting horny?
Really. I think our listeners want us to take this for serious, to be honest with you.
Right, okay, go.
Here's mine. Now, gonna be controversial. Okay. Yeah.
How controversial can it be? I don't understand what you...
I've said it online before and got hate for it. Okay. So,
is it your cottage pie thing where there's no bread, there's no salad, it's a slice of cheese sandwich? You get it out of the pack. It's easier than making a sandwich.
I do eat, like, you know, like like American cheese, like the singles.
Yeah.
I do eat them out of the fridge on their own when I'm hungover.
Yeah, that's
a few slices of cheese. Yeah.
I think that's why the wrapper's in there, to just stop you being an animal. If it was just like, if there wasn't, yeah, you've really got to hate yourself to open the 43rd bit of plastic. You're like, no. Well, there's a pile of plastic around, you're like, oh god, I changed my ways. Ah.
Yeah, if they were just not individually wrapped, you'd just...
You can give them one
packet.
You wouldn't even separate them and you're like, but they're like, we want you to make your work for this.
I have done that with a block of cheese before. Just like a sandwich. And I was hungover. Really, really bad. Oh, we haven't got time for it today, but I will tell you a story. I've got the best drunken hangover story. It will absolutely shit over everything we've been sent so far for tomorrow.
Let's do it tomorrow. I'll tell you what, I'll do a couple of hangover stories and then Big Daddy can come with his fucking sliced cheese.
I can't believe we are, and it's related to that. Anyway, sandwich. So,
do you know, we asked one of his questions 20 minutes later. 20 minutes later, we're like, no, let me tell you which cheese.
So, it's quite basic. Okay.
Right.
I want wholemeal balms.
What?
Wholemeal, like brown balms.
Brown balms?
Yeah. Like brown bread rolls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sliced through the middle.
That's not Maverick. So far, no controversy.
Okay.
Controversy. it's fine.
Bit of... I'm not fussy about the spread. We use Flora Light in the house, but I do like a Lairpak spreadable.
Oh, I'm not a fan of Flora Light.
Flora Light, I can live with. Lairpak would be my choice, though.
Do you know when margarine starts sweating when it's been in there too long? Mm-hmm. No, not into it. Go.
So, let's go Lairpak, because that would be my choice.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Left out sometimes, so it's a little bit more viscous.
So it's actually spreadable.
Thank you.
So it does what it says on the fucking box.
It might go off. It's fat. It's fucking butter and fat. Shut up. Go on.
Brown bam. Lairpak spreadable.
What's in here?
Corned beef.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Brown sauce. Crispy onion bits that you can buy from the shop. Bit of salt and pepper. Flame grilled steak McCoy's.
Yeah. You know when you said you wanted the ingredients for my sandwich?
Yeah.
You can keep yours. Fucking corned beef.
Corned beef. And I've told Danny McLaughlin this at one time, and he said I would never eat that. And I said, why? He said, because I've got a policy, which is I don't eat anything that anyone was forced to eat during World War II. It's kept me in pretty good stead so far. But I love it. I was raised on it. Corned beef sandwich, crispy onion bits, flame grilled steak, and some pepper. What are you laughing at?
Mate, I don't think that's a great selling point. I was raised on it. You nearly passed out yesterday laughing at your own Cat Deely joke. Let me just get my breath back. I was raised on him. I think I've gone blind in one eye. Nothing wrong with them sandwiches.
The eye jokes.
I didn't mean that.
But yeah. Brown roll, corned beef, layer pack. Salt and pepper, crispy onion bits,
if you say it louder, doesn't make it better. Brown beef. If I pull my corned beef out, this whole room feel ill.
We will put this on our Twitter. I want everyone's favourite sandwich replying to it. We'll also put it on Instagram. Let's do a little push for Instagram, by the way, because we've got about 1,600 followers now on Twitter, but we're only on about 400 on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at Have a Weird Pod, please.
And tomorrow, for your lunch on lockdown, let's have a word sandwich off.
Yeah.
Pressure's on, because it's not good going shopping right now.
I've got no brown rolls in. I have got fucking shitloads of corned beef, though. I will make a corned beef sandwich.
You could, instead of using bread, you could go layer of corned beef, then corned beef, and then top, then close it in with corned beef. Just eat the corned beef that you want to eat.
Like I'm hungover, just eating meat from the packet. Where's me cheese?
Have you ever done that, though, when you're like, I can't be bothered putting these together. They're just going to go in my mouth, so I'll just take this and this, and I'll make the sandwich in my mouth. Bread, cheese, this is a little sandwich cut out the middle, man.
Oh, Jesus.
That was one question.
Yeah, but we go off on tangents, don't we?
Shall we have a sandwich off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow lunchtime. You know they did a clap, like a clap for the NHS last night.
Sandwich off.
Did you do it, by the way? Were you out there?
Yes.
Do you know what?
It's one of those things that people
love to bear. Ah, what a load of bullshit. It was a really nice moment on our street. We're not the most, there's not loads social of interaction. And all of a sudden you're like, well, fuck everyone. Laura's like, I'm not sure anyone's going to do it. And we did it.
Yeah, Jaber's the same. She went, yeah, I'll come and do it, but no one's going to be out. There was loads out in our street. Yeah. And do you know what? There's a lot of people going, well, the NHS workers, they don't need people to clap. They need more funding. It's like, yeah, but we can't fucking do that, can we? We're not the government. It's just a gesture. It's just a nice way of going, do you know what? We really appreciate you. The whole country did it at once. That was the most united this country's been in about fucking 20 years.
Since Gaza missed that fucking toe-in.
Yeah, this is the new Gaza... It was a lovely moment. And you know, if you thought it was a bit shit, it doesn't matter. Because even if one NHS doctor's like, do you know what, I really appreciate that, then it's fucking worth it at the minute, innit? So shut your mouth, nasty bitch.
Do show up about, do you know what I mean? Because you were talking about...
Oh, I've got more. Do you know what? I'm off, right? You've set me off here.
Okay, good.
I'm sick of people having a little whinge about what people are putting out. I seen Carl the other day. Carl put, oh my god, can people stop putting their home workouts online? It's just boring. Yeah, it's boring as fuck. Just don't watch it. If people want to put the home workouts out, let them do it. I'm sure one person does enjoy it and goes, do you know what? I've been lazy today. I need to do mine. Fucking leave people to do whatever they want. They're locked in their own house. Stop being a cunt.
Okay, good. But it was a nice clap for the NHS.
Should have remember had a fifth flank yesterday. Jesus,
I think you need some fucking corned beef, mate. Do you need some corned beef? No, it's a valid point. Just tone down the negativity.
Yeah.
And if you work in the comedy industry, and if you're a fucking agent, don't go online and say things like, this industry's fucked for a long, long time, because you're being a fucking moron.
Well...
Right, listen, what does that gain anyone? Like, we all know if we work in this industry, there's a lot of industry that are having a hard time, okay? We get it. You don't know what the future looks like. People are suffering with their mental health. Be a bit more supportive. Everyone can deal with what they can deal with. Having what is meant to be an industry leader online, apropos of nothing, going, this industry's fucked for a long, long time, doesn't serve any purpose at this point. It can be dangerous. If that's happening while someone's having a bad day, you could literally tip them over. Please, a little bit more positivity.
Yeah.
I mean, not here. We're allowed to slag off who we want, though, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. I slagged off a comic yesterday on Facebook on her own thread. Because she was like, she said something like, I can't believe the government are only giving us 80% of self-employed profits. And I went, what did you want them to give you? She went, well, I keep my expenses really high. I said, did you want the government to take in your fucking tax fraud into account? Now, look, we know that you don't declare everything you earn. So we're giving you 80% of what you earn and an extra 400 quid a week. You get a car. You get a car. Everybody gets a car.
I've not been paying tax for ages, so I don't like these rules. Shut the fuck up.
I am the first one to call the government, especially a Tory government, a gang of fucking cunts. But what they did for the self-employed yesterday to bring it close to being in line with PAYE, which is as fair as they could fucking do at the minute, and people moaning that because they've been dodging tax for years on their fucking forms and putting on as many expenses as possible and not declaring as many gigs as possible, and now going, well, I'm fucked. Yeah, that's because you don't pay what you're supposed to pay every other year. This is...
Yeah.
You played yourself. Yeah. You tried to play the game and you played yourself.
You can't have your corned beef and eat it.
No, unfortunately.
Well, that ranged from sandwiches to politics really quickly.
It did.
Tomorrow, we're going to have sandwiches for lunch. Post them on the Have A Word Twitter, at Have A Word Pod. My Twitter is at Dan Has A Podcast. I'm getting close to 3,000. I'd like to hit it. No, it's shit. But in my head, I'm like, come on, I want to get past 3.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You do know that there's a lot of our listeners who are just going to go and unfollow you now because it'd be funny.
I hate you. And your beefy ways. Let's have a sandwich off tomorrow.
We will. And we should probably tell people now, shouldn't we, that tomorrow is going to be our first remotely recorded episode.
Yeah, it's time.
It is.
It's time.
What we are well within government guidelines is what you were saying, isn't it? To be doing it this way and me coming to your house, we're doing it. But we want to set an example because I've still been doing my daily walk, taking the dog for a walk, getting me allowed exercise. And there's congregations of like kids and people near the park and near
shops.
People
aren't taking it seriously.
People aren't taking it seriously. And I don't want at any point anyone to be able to go, well, you didn't take it seriously. We are taking it very seriously.
We're self-isolating, you're self-isolating. This is our only form of income.
Yeah.
It says within government guidelines that live streams and broadcasts, you can do this.
As long as you're in a very small group, and two is as small of a group as you can get. But still, we want to make a change. And sort of, we
knew it was going to happen we're just calling it now. I mean, we've held on as long as we could, but we love doing this pod and we love knocking it out there, but we can't do it at the risk of our health, basically. There is a tipping point where you're like, this is serious.
It's not so even that for me. I think
it is for Laura.
Yeah.
I think she's like,
your wife's getting a bit itchy.
Yeah. And I agree with it. I'm ready to not have that feeling of like, oh, fuck, are we doing 1%. Everything we could? Yeah.
So we are going to now do everything we can. And it's not for me, it's not for my health, because I think we'll be okay if we do get it. I think we might have already had it, to be honest with you. But it's to set an example. It's to use the very small but significant platform we've got and go, stay the fuck at home.
It's time. It's time. I mean, local radio stations are still going into the studio.
It's not even local radio I did Fighting Talk yesterday for BBC Radio 5 Live via Zoom, which is how we're going to do the episodes.
If it's good enough for the BBC,
then it's good enough for
Harry. All right. Okay.
This does open a few doors up for us. It means we're going to get a few guests on. So there's going to be a couple of episodes where we ring one of our comedy mates.
Who should we ring?
I think we should ring...
I'm Freddie Quinn.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, it's beautiful.
We'll ring Freddie. We'll ring KK, who we mentioned yesterday. We'll ring Eshan Akbar and talk in more detail about his dead ma. If there's any comedian, and I mean any comedian, like, me and Dan aren't famous at the minute, but we've got a few mates who are, and if there's any comedian you're really interested in getting us on the pod, let us know. Tweet us, send us an email and say, look, if you're doing guest episodes, we've already been asked a million times to get Paul Smith on. That will happen. I can tell you that'll happen. I'll find a way to get him to do it.
Don't ask for Chris Ramsey, because we've never been right since the black card thing.
Yeah. Carl Hutchinson is doable.
Oh, yeah. we might get a hummus. But hummus starter.
Don't think that any comic is too big. We'll try and get whoever we can on the pod. So from tomorrow, we're going to do this remotely. I'm going to be in my house. Dan's going to be in his. There's still going to be videos going out. We've got a decent way to set it up, we think. And we think we can do this now without affecting any of the audio quality or anything like that. So we're going to do our best.
We'll still
get your episode every single day.
We held on as long as we could, but it's not about the government going, actually, you can't do that now. It's just the time to crack on. And also,
if there's ever been a day to go, the governments have been wrong before, it's the day that the Prime Minister is diagnosed with COVID-19. So I think it's time to go, do you know what? Their advice changes on a daily basis, and maybe we should preempt it and go, fuck this. We can do this from our own houses. The one little thing we were concerned about is that obviously when you're in the same room as each other, you can bounce off each other. But we think we can manufacture that with the Zoom technology, and with the way we're going to record it, we won't lose any audio quality either. It's going to be sound, and please keep supporting it.
Yeah, and I won't miss the smell of him, because I tell you what, it's not fucking vanilla. It's time to give some love to one of our sponsors. The original gangster sponsor, Vauxhall Comedy Club, is proud to present Bottomless Booze Comedy every Friday and Saturday night. Coming back some point soon, hopefully, possibly. This frankly bonkers offer gives you 90 minutes of comedy from top circuit and TV comics, as well as 90 minutes of bottomless booze from just £25. That's bottomless beer, wine, cider and hand sanitizer for just £25. Spirit and Mixer bottomless tickets start at £35, and entry-only tickets for the straight-laced purists start at £10. Vauxhall Comedy Club is normally open Monday to Saturday and is also right next to Vauxhall Street Food Gardens. Loads of really good street food vendors that's open Monday till Friday. Please, for the love of God, don't visit them for the foreseeable future, but instead follow them on social media and sign up to the mailing list, and then they'll announce their triumphant return, hopefully fucking soon. Mailing list is vauxhallcomedyclub.com, and the socials at Vauxhall Comedy Club on Instagram, at Vauxhall Comedy on Twitter, Vauxhall Comedy Club on Facebook. The show is 18+, no ID, no entry, and we operate a challenge 25 door policy. What up? For when you need a laugh post-apocalypse, choose Vauxhall Comedy.
It's time for have a word with Adam and Dan. Tell us all the problems that you have with your friends. We've got one of them and a domestic dispute.
I love him.
Yes, we have. It's a beaut.
You're going to steal this phone this when you're not looking at me like that.
I'm going to send you voice notes of me singing every day now.
Oh, God.
Yes. So, we've got a domestic dispute. and we've got to have a word today. We'll try and get through both of them. First of all, before we do that, another shout to everyone, the Patreon, the people who have signed up to Patreon. It's still ticking up nicely. If you don't know what the Patreon is, you probably haven't been listening to the episodes very recently, but it's a way for you to financially support the podcast in a time where me and Dan are very unemployed. You can go to Have a Word. No, it's patreon.com/haveawordpod. The links are on all our socials.
And the people who've done it, we appreciate it. It's not individually, it's not loads, but it has helped with my mental health quite a lot in the last week.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a lifeboat, genuinely.
It's phenomenal that people are willing to throw us. There's three tiers in there. There's £3, £5, and £10. And eventually there will be different benefits to each tier of that.
And we're gonna make sure that come the end of the shutdown, there is... we're really going to work on it. It's not just going to be like, all right, that's over, thanks guys, like, but yeah, we appreciate you and everyone who's, even if you're not on the Patreon, that's fine. The fact that you've been listening and sharing it and letting people know, because it's full on doing a podcast every day where the world's going a little bit batshit and you're like, do you know what, I want to do this for us and everyone. The feedback's been amazing, so just appreciate the fuck out of everyone.
Thousands of people are listening to this every day, which is just incredible to us, and the small financial support people are chucking in, it really does all add up. And if you're on the Patreon, this is a genuine sentence. We couldn't possibly be doing this without you, so thank you very much. On to the final section, domestic dispute.
Yeah.
So I relate to this one.
Okay.
Hello, lad. Loving the podcast. You and Dan are smashing it and keeping me sane whilst working from home with the missus. Oh, Jesus. I've got a domestic dispute for you. Sometimes I like to crack a little fart out. Sometimes intentionally. Sometimes it just happens. Me missus thinks it's absolutely disgusting and has a lifelong belief that if you need to fart, you should go and do it in the toilet. Is that fucking bonkers or normal? Keep up the hard work, mate. Looking forward to the Patreon show when this shit's over.
Mate, how long have they been together?
I think it's looking like a fairly long term. They live together, obviously.
Oh God, if you're not farting in front of each other already, come on. Who are you?
You fart in front of Laura?
Queen Victoria. Jesus Christ, just let it rip. It's bodily. It's funny.
It is.
It's funny. Nature's punchline.
Yeah. Farts are the funniest thing in the world. Like, if I was doing my best ever stand-up routine on stage, the best thing I've ever written,
yeah,
the best gig I've ever had,
yeah,
and people are, it's murdering, I'm on fucking top form. If just before I was about to do the punchline, me or someone close enough to the front row that everyone would hear it farted, it would get a much bigger laugh.
Yeah.
Than the routine I'm doing.
And it's all about the timing, isn't it? If they just found that pause to go, it'd have to be one of them. Yeah. You need like a comical ripper, not one of them ill like ones. However, can I just a little bit of a asterisk on that? When someone lets one rip silently and it stinks in and around the stage front of a gig, that is the worst type of biochemical heckle ever. It's absolutely disgusting. I did a gig in Whitchurch a few weeks ago because the career's going really well. And one of these animals at the front row let rip, and I'd been dealing with it because it was the last bit. And in comedy, you'll have seen sometimes your last bit is a little bit longer, it's like a bigger bit, you get a bit of momentum going. And I had to just be like, oh, that's foul. And in my head, I was like, doing the bit, but in my head, I was like, that foul. And I just closing the gig, it was belter, they were lovely people. And I went, whoever fucking farted, you absolute animal. And they all pointed because they knew, because he got form for it. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh, it's minging. But the sound is funny.
But you'll fart in front of Laura.
Of course, mate.
And does she fart in front of you?
She can't help herself.
She's
more emissions than China.
I've basically got the same relationship as this guy. If I fart in front of Jade, she's like, you're disgusting. Go into another room and do it. It's audible. I'm like, no. You can leave if you want.
Who goes into the toilet to fart? Unless you don't know them and you're trying to get laid, and then obviously you hold it in, you bang.
Fucking leave me if you want.
Leave
me in my farty little heaven of a house.
I love you. We're to get, you're my life partner, and that comes with some fucking caveats.
Jade, I love
you. I'll help support you emotionally, financially, but I get to just fart right in your presence.
Jade's farts don't stink apart from when she's ill.
And when she's ill, it's like... I haven't got time to come up with a simile for how bad it smells.
She needs some crust on that food to just sort of...
How can I describe it? Right. Imagine if you put a dead body in the front garden while it was raining in a bin bag.
Yeah.
Right? And then you liquidized that dead body.
Yeah.
And drank it.
Right.
And then done a shit at the end of the day.
Right.
You know the way that shit would smell?
Yeah.
You would use the scent of that to Febreze your house to get rid of Jade's fart.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
And just to give you a little insight into my 9-year-old brain, that's how I felt about that hamburger as a fussy child. That was an equal level of disgust. Like, it might as well have been a liquidized dead body. Yeah, like, what the fuck are you making me eat?
I think I'm with him, lad. You need, tell your bird to fucking have a word with
I think having a baby with someone changes a bit of that.
Well, maybe it doesn't, shit everywhere.
Just like the day after she had a C-section. The day after, we had to give Laura a shower, and it's like she'd been in a car crash. She's in fucking in a mess. I had to clean round her ankles because she couldn't do anything. You're like, how can you then, a week, two months later, be like, don't fart? Oh, that's disgusting. Literally, you've given birth to my baby. You can fucking fart where you want, kid. I just feel like, get your priorities right.
I like it when Jane farts. I think it's funny. Like, I think it's really funny when it stinks. Because I get to be like, you fucking stink, isn't that?
I think if it's a sign of if you like someone. Because if someone that you like farts, you're like, when my daughter farts, I'm like, we all literally, she thinks it's great. If someone farts that you don't like, oh my God, then you're like, you fucking disgrace.
I think this is going to be the next social movement after the coronavirus.
Right.
We've done racism.
Yeah.
That's sorted. There's no more of that. Sexism's gone. Homophobia, gone. We sorted that out.
Oh my God, Adam. The white privilege is making my eyes water. You farted.
We've done fat shaming, you know.
You've dealt with that.
You're not allowed to fat shame anymore.
No.
Unless it's me and on stage.
Then it's allowed.
But that's fat on fat violence.
Now it's fart shaming.
I think fart shaming's next.
Yeah.
I think if you fart shame people, you're as bad as a racist.
Yeah. I think people from ethnic minorities might be questioning the start of that sentence. You know, when you went, racism's gone. That's fine. Let's deal with farts. Let's deal with fart shame.
When was the last time you've seen any racism?
Oh my God, good point.
Exactly.
Can I tell you honestly?
When was the last time someone racially abused?
Can I tell you honestly?
I hope the sarcasm comes across in my voice.
I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. About 8 years ago in Liverpool, I was going to Baby Blue. You know, on the there's like a motorway between the fucking the one side and the Albert Dock.
The Dock Road you're talking about.
Dock Road is it's like a motor, like four lanes on either side.
It's an 8-lane road, yeah.
It's a beautiful summer's evening. There's people been drinking in town, and then they all wander down to the dock. There's like a bit of movement. I'm driving with the Mersey on my right, about to turn into the Albert Dock, yeah?
Yeah.
There's these two 14-year-old girls, shit-faced, like, but they were dressed like older women. One of them was they were only kids, 13, 14. One of them had a maxi dress on, which is like a big flowing thing for the larger lady. A mate went straight across. There's literally, she's walking across. You could see her walking across while it wasn't like it was still red light. It was green lights for the cars. And she's just rushed across. And the big one's on the side, like fucking teetering. She's on the other side of me going, come across. And I'm sat there in my car. She started fucking teetering. I'm like sat watching this happen in slow motion. She looked at me and went, you fucking packy. And then off she went.
She called you a packy.
She called me a packy. And do you know what? I was like, oh my God, I've suffered racism.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
In that moment, I was a victim of racism.
No, you weren't. Because you're not from Pakistani descent or one of the races of people that get lumped in with Pakistani descent.
Well, I at that moment I was, because she called me a paki. She dropped the P-bomb in a maxi dress on a beautiful summer's evening, walking across a fucking motorway next to a river in the middle of Liverpool. And I've never been the same since.
I don't think...
That was a hate crime.
I don't think you could be any further away from being Pakistani. I don't know anyone who is less Pakistani than you.
I do look a bit Nordic, don't I?
You do.
A little bit Caucasian. Persuasion.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you did Ancestry.com,
you'd be like, bitch, you white.
You so white, you pink, baby. You are from there.
Hey, check your postcode. That's where you from, motherfucker. Your ancestry's from round the corner. Because your lazy white ass never went anywhere. Oh, it was awful, mate. So, you know, sometimes I see the hashtags, you know, about kick it out. And I'm like, yeah, I've been there, mate.
How did we get there from farts? How have we got to... Oh, farts.
Because you were talking bullshit about racism and then decided to take my bullshit really seriously. You were like, right, racism's been dealt with and we need to do fart shaming. And I was having a laugh. I tell you a true story of when I was racially abused and you're like, you're silly. Well, I know what I felt and I felt hurt.
Would you like to do a have a word? Close us out?
Yeah.
Good one, this, I think. Hi, lads. Open, you can have a word with our mate, Mr. B.
Right.
We want him to produce the goods. Right. So all the lads are in a group chat, typical lads chat, named after the Reservoir Dogs film. It's called Reservoir Dicks.
Already trying too hard.
It's no holds barred, horrendous videos, dick pics for days, and a gang. We're just
dick
a
pics for days.
Dick pics for days.
Dinky1.com. Dick pics for minutes.
Are you in any horrible WhatsApp groups, like left over from a stag?
Just the one with you. No. I've just got one mate. I've just got one or two mates that I'm not in a group. I wouldn't let that. I'd leave the group instantly because I know what that is. That's just like a clusterfuck of weird.
Yeah. I'm in WhatsApp groups that could
just
my
get
career.
Cherry. Like, just all of a sudden, I just get some random shit bombed to me. Like, and I see the name in WhatsApp, and I'm like, oh, it's a little video. Is it? Is it a GIF? I know exactly where it's going to end.
I'm in WhatsApp groups that would end my career. If they ever got leaked.
Right.
I've seen a woman get bummed to death by a horse. Anyway. We're a gang of wrongins and I'm one of... What are you laughing at?
I was going to do it, but tell me about the WhatsApp group. I just wanted to do that joke and I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm still hurt from what I was called 8 years ago in Liverpool.
Which was what?
Never mind.
I'm one of the worst offenders and an open book of testicular releasing photography. So he sends his own dick to the group.
Right.
One of the lads, Mr. B, who he wants us to have a word with,
yeah,
casually announced one day his dick had swollen massively due to getting a circumcision.
Right? Okay.
Obviously, the chat erupted with cries of requests from myself, Mr. M, Mr. A, and Mr. D. Mr. D better send his dick pics in all the time. God. We all wanted evidence that Mr. B had actually lost his German helmet scarf. However, to this day, he refuses to produce the goods and evidence. What?
German helmet scarf?
Yeah, the foreskin.
Oh, is that what they call it?
That's what he calls it.
That needs workshop in that. The German helmet scarf. Wow. Go on.
Have a word with him, please. We want to see his dick. We want to see his... massively swollen dick.
Who's the one that's not sending? Mr. B?
Mr. B. This is from Mr. S.
These guys need to fucking sort out the Mr. Ticklebants.
Should he send his dick?
No, I'm with Mr. B on this.
Why?
I can't. Well, it's, adult circumcision must be fucking horrific. Yeah. I got circumcised when I was 7.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you Jewish?
I remember it. No. My dad got an infection in his foreskin when he was 19.
And he was like, right, that's it. They're all coming off.
No. So he was like, apparently it was horrific. Can you imagine how horny you are at 19?
Yeah.
And then someone basically puts your dick out of action for 3 months and you've got stitches in it.
So you're circumcised?
Every time you get a boner. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just got bare helmet?
I was 7 and it was still pretty fucking horrific.
I've got a foreskin, mate.
Yeah. Right, okay, well, that's the end of the podcast. Do you know, no one explained to me what was going on. We just went and had it done. I mean, no wonder I'm on a fucked up podcast 30 years later. Just, yeah, what, we're going for an operation, are we? What's that then? Don't worry about it. We'll tell you about that in there. And then I'm getting the general anesthetic. I remember this very clearly.
We'll take you for a cheeseburger on the way home. We'll give you a 10.
Don't want one. Countdown from 10. Then woke up like hazy, and I remember the nurse and my mum lifting up the cloth on my penis. Bloodbath. Literally, it's just a mess. How is that not? That needs explaining, doesn't it? We're going to do major dick surgery. Here's the fucking lowdown on how this is going to go. And then I remember for the few months
you
after that.
You think that needs explaining to what, an 8-year-old?
Yeah.
You need to be sat down and okay, I'm an 8-year-old. Let's say I'm an 8-year-old.
Son, I'd like to. Come and have a word, please. Little Adam. Little.
Go on.
Adam.
Daddy, my penis is hurting.
No, don't do Bangladeshi because I'm still hurt from what was said to me all those years ago. What's the derogatory term for someone from Bangladesh? Is it a bango? Is that allowed?
A U. Are you a bango?
B-A-N-G-O. B-A-N-G-O. B-A-N-G-O.
And Bango was his name.
And it is a hate crime. Adam, could you come and sit down? Me and your mum. just did your dead ma joke there. That was good. Me and your mother. Oh, that's right. We want to have a word with you.
Okay.
Adam, I know you're only 8 years old.
Yes.
I've got some news. Tomorrow, you know, we said we were going on an adventure.
Yes.
It's not exactly the adventure you were thinking.
We're not going to the water park?
We're not going Sayers.
No pasties?
No, it's not Pasty Wednesday.
Why?
It's Dick Chop Thursday.
Why? What is Dick Chop Thursday?
Adam, let me tell you.
Okay, please do. It doesn't sound good.
Your 8-year-old penis.
It's a dick chop like a pork chop.
Shut up, Adam, you little fucking... Fucking bango. Adam, your dick is so big.
I know.
Your 8-year-old dick is so big.
I've seen yours and it dwarfs it.
We need to take at least about half an inch off.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for this, son?
No, I don't want to lose any of my dick.
Okay, well, it's fucking happening because it's booked in.
Yeah, but why would you tell me this? Why wouldn't you just take me and make it... Why have you given me a day of anxiety about losing a bit of my dick? I'm 8 years old, Dad.
Oh, right. Okay, scrap this. Let's start again. Adam, could you come and see me?
Hi, Daddy.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to Sayers, so...
Yay!
Bring a change of clothes. It's going to be a really big pasty day for you.
Could we go to Pound Bakery instead?
Yeah, we can go anywhere you want. You're going to be unconscious.
Get four times as much stuff in Pound Bakery. For the same price.
Why are you going Asian? Hey, you've got more to lose on this career than I have. I haven't even got 3,000 Twitter followers.
At some point.
No, you're right. I'm glad I didn't know.
Exactly.
Now that I've talked to my 8-year-old Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. I take it back. But I don't think those lads should be making him put his...
Oh,
put
show his, them your dick, you put fucking
his freshly
loser.
Cut dick.
Show them.
No.
Look, you got to remember, they're in a dick group.
I don't think they're... What?
This group is for send... They send each other pictures of their dick.
Leave the group. Take your new, slightly smaller dick and just join another group.
You cannot be in a picture. You cannot be in a group specifically for sending pictures of dicks and have a swollen dick and go, that's not for the group. You can't.
I can understand how he'd be a little bit sore.
Yeah, mentally, you can be sore. But emotionally. It's funny. Send your mate your dick.
What happens? Genuinely, what happens if you get a boner and you're recovering from circumcision? Could you pop out the stitches?
Well, you'd know better than me.
Well, I was 7 or 8. I wasn't.
I've got
boners.
My turtleneck, and it's staying on.
Your German-headed turtle scarf. That's the fucking stupidest.
It is a turtleneck, though, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah.
It's just got no head.
The German helmet scarf, though.
That's what they called it.
All right.
Yeah, show your mate your dick. That's my.
No, Mr. B, keep your fucking D away. No.
Mr. B, get your D out, send it to the group. Mr. B S wants to see your dick.
Eshan, if you're listening, he's from Bangladeshi heritage.
Yeah.
Genuinely, if I've accidentally said a hate word with a bango.
It can't be.
No, it can't be. We'd have heard about it.
The
I think the P-bomb is actually the derogatory term.
Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of racists in this country and they're all idiots and they think anyone with skin of that shade is from Pakistani heritage.
Yeah, or a red Ford Escort at the time.
A what?
That's what I was driving that day when I got hate crammed.
I mean, I was about to say, should we call this a podcast?
No, we do. That's it.
But I'm not sure we can call today.
I'm emotionally tired and I'm thinking about sandwiches. I'm thinking about sandwiches. Tomorrow, let's do the sandwich challenge. I want everyone for lunch. If you're having a sandwich for lunch, show us a pitch at Have a Word Pod, and Adam is going to choose who's the best sandwich, and you'll get a free tin of corned beef. We'll send it. We'll sanitize it.
You can send them to @haveawaypod on Instagram or Twitter, or haveawaypod@gmail.com via email. And please keep, we're getting loads of submissions at the minute for all sorts of Have a Words, Would You Rathers stories. Keep them coming in. Keep them coming in. If you send one in now, you're not necessarily going to go to the back of the queue. We're going to do the best ones first. Keep them coming in, please. We've got a song.
Nice one.
Banger. The song is called Another Way. The band is called Waltz Away. They are at facebook.com/waltzawayband. It's an absolute tune. We'll see you tomorrow for our first ever literally self-isolating podcast where I'm in my house, Dan's in his. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks to our sponsors.
Cheers, lads.
52.com and Vauxhall Comedy Club in a bit.